Desperate now, she held Lily's hand even tighter and in a low, frantic voice said, "What is wrong? You seem preoccupied. You seem afraid." "I'm pregnant," Susan gasped. Freeing her hand, she sat straighter. She waited for a teasing smile, but there was none. Her thoughts raced. But that's impossible. What makes you think it?" "6 home tests, all positive."
"You're late?"
"Not late. Missed. 3 times."
3? Oh my God, why didn't you tell me?"
Susan cried, thinking of all the other things a missed period could mean.
Being pregnant didn't make sense.
Not with Lily. But the child didn't lie. If she said she was pregnant, she believed it herself. Not that it was true. Home tests can be totally misleading. Nausea, tiredness, bloating.
"I don't see bloating," Susan said defensively.
Because if her daughter was 3 months pregnant, she would have seen it. It must be something else.
"You don't even have a boyfriend."
She caught her breath.
"Do you?"
"It doesn't matter."
"Doesn't matter? Lily, if you are—"
She couldn't say the word aloud. The idea that her daughter was sexually active was totally new. Lily had promised she would tell Susan if she wanted birth control. It was a conversation they'd had too many times to count. "Who is he?" she asked again. Lily remained silent. "Did he force you?"
"No,"
Lily replied. Her eyes were steady.
"I seduced him."
Susan sat back.
If she didn't know better, she might have said Lily looked excited.
And suddenly, nothing about the discussion was right. Not the subject, not that look, certainly not the place. Setting her napkin beside the plate, she gestured for the server. The son of a local family, and once a student of Susan's, he hurried over. "You haven't finished, Ms. Tate. Is something wrong?"
"No. If you could just bring the bill."
He had barely left when Lily leaned forward.
"I knew you'd be upset. That's why I haven't told you."
"How long were you planning to wait?"
"Just a little longer. Maybe till the end of my first trimester."
"Lily, I'm your mother."
"But this is my baby," the girl said softly. "So I get to make the decisions."
Susan sat back, let out a breath.
"When did you do the tests?"
"As soon as I missed my first period."
Unable to order her thoughts, Susan grasped at loose threads.
"Do the others know?"
She meant Mary, Kate, Abby, and Jess.
"Yes,
but no moms."
"And none of the girls told me."
"I swore them to silence."
"Does your dad know?"
Lily looked appalled. "I would never tell him before I told you."
"Well, that's something."
"I love babies, Mom,"
the girl said, excited again.
"And that makes this okay?"
Susan asked hysterically, but stopped when the server returned. Glancing at the bill, she put down an appropriate amount, then pushed her chair back. As she walked to the door with Lily behind, she imagined that every eye in the room watched. It was a flash from her own past, followed by the echo of her mother's words,
"You've shamed us, Susan. What were you thinking?"
Times had changed. Single mothers were commonplace now. The issue for Susan wasn't shame, but the dreams she had for her daughter. Dreams couldn't hold up against a baby. A baby changed everything.